All right, so just get comfortable. And you're right, nine of us, the Council of Nine, very special. So here we sit in this beautiful Mayan cave in Manataka. Manataka. So tune in to the earth. I suggest that you create an energetic connection between the base of your spine and the center of the planet. It's a grounding cord. Just make it a beam of light or a waterfall or whatever you choose. Sometimes I do with kids a monkey's tail. But coming out the base of your spine, going all the way down to the center of the earth, grounding yourself into her magnificent core, iron crystal core. And let all the worries of the day, anything that has got your mind thinking about anything else, just flow down that grounding cord all the way to the center of the planet to be recycled and reused into beautiful new energy. Be aware of your breath. Be aware of the beauty of the wind around you. And see in your mind all the wonderful times this cave has been used, has been visited by the peoples of these areas and from places far away. Send out a wonderful thank you and gratitude to them for allowing us to be here at such a sacred spot. And a thank you to Mother Earth and Father Sky, who created this beautiful spot. Feel yourself as part of the earth and part of the sky. Every atom of your body and every part of your spirit is connected and part of this place and all the people that have come here before. We acknowledge them and we thank them in gratitude. We open our hearts to the beauty of this place. We feel the happiness and the joy that is innate in each one of us and is our true calling, is our true self. Just as the earth herself is a place of balance and happiness and peace. So bring yourself to a time when you may have been here before as well, as one of the pilgrims who came to this cave to honor Mother Earth, to honor Father Sky. To honor the Valley of Peace. Feel yourself not only sitting on the ground here, but offering a prayer, an object, a gift, to this cave and to the mountain. And as you came here, all of the caves are connected, all seven of them. And so as you give thanks, as we give thanks at this cave, we are also connected to all of the others, with the seventh crystal cave being the one that is the center of the wheel. There are tunnels and timelines that you can travel to go to this central cave, this crystal cave, which is a magnificent cave lined completely with beautiful, shining crystal. So allow yourself to take the journey down that path from this cave to that one. To notice how easy it is to travel. You may actually see a guide that has come for you to lead you there. To show you the way. This crystal cave is magnificent. As you walk in, admire, sit in gratitude, walk around. We have a mission here. Your first mission is to be there, to be in this crystal cave. And to see what you see. This crystal cave, as all crystal, contains much wisdom, wisdom of the ages, because crystal, quartz, stores information. It has the capacity and the power to contain libraries of information. And so the wisdom of the ages exists in this cave. And it is here for you to access. And the second thing that we are gathered here today to do is to actually tune in to the platinum crystal of communication, which is an enormous, beautiful, huge crystal. that was reawakened or reactivated on 11-11-11. And it exists in this crystal case. So see this beautiful crystal. And notice there are keepers here of the crystal. They are keepers of the wisdom of this crystal, of how to communicate with all that is, with life everywhere, with the stars, with the animals, with the trees, with the wind, with the rocks. With the universes. With all time and all dimensions. So go up to this crystal. Perhaps place your hand on it. Walk around it, admire it. Ask it what it needs to communicate to you and what wisdom you are to learn from it today. Know that this crystal is always accessible for you. Its activation at these triple digit date is very sacred, and it means that your ability to communicate is turned on as well. The communication is not only from your mouth, or your writing, or your singing. But it is mainly from your heart. The communication that is felt and comes from your divine place within. And the third realization or awareness you are to have today is to realize that this crystal cave and this crystal of communication exists in the doorway to your sacred heart. So I ask you to be there, to realize that as you walk in this crystal cave, the seventh cave of Manataka, the Valley of Peace, that this cave exists as the doorway, the opening, the entrance to the sacred heart. Admire it. This is your cave. This is your sacred place. Walk in and admire all of your crystals, your libraries, your information, who you are. This crystal cave in your sacred heart leads you to that altar of your pink diamond, your sacred space. Your connection to all that is, the Creator within. Feel your heart beat with Mother Earth. And from your heart, send a beautiful hello of peace to Mother Earth, and watch it flow down your grounding cord, all the way into the center of her core, that love that is coming from your heart. And listen for the reply. And then from the sacredness of your heart, send a hello and a beam of love and peace up to Father Sky. And watch it travel up your spine and out the top of your head in a golden beam of light all the way up to the cosmos. And listen for the reply from Father Sky. Feel your connection to this unified field of consciousness, this unified place of peace. Send out the vibrations from your heart of peace goodwill, joy, balance, harmony, and love.
Permission, may I add something?
Please.
In this little brown bag are exactly 11 crystals, one for each of us to hold, to put our intentions in, that we may leave it here in the cave, and one for Mother Earth, and one for Father Sky. So I'm going to pass these around. See, I knew I had to get 11 for some reason.
What? Oh, I'm recording. Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
There should be two. Yes, there is. Alrighty. Oh, but did I push something? Oh, recording. Okay. Just a second. These are for Mother Earth and Father Sky. Get up there. There we go. Okay. As you hold your crystal with all your passion of your heart and your mind and your soul from all of your past lives that have brought you to this moment, call in your I Am Presence now. Call in God, the angels, the Galactic Federation, the Master Teachers, to bring forth the energies now, place them in this crystal as we put them in a circle of nine with the center ones for Mother Earth and Father Sky on top of each other in parallel form, that we connect to this ceremony and this sacred place from now to forevermore, and that these energies now guide us, help us, assist us in our transformation from carbon-based into crystalline light-based, light body, fifth dimensional beings. That this transformation be easy, and that we may be the leaders that guide others to do the same, bringing forth all humanity, with Mother Earth as she shifts into the fifth dimension very soon. We place our love, we ask to be of service with our great passion. We put these energies and vibrations into these crystals now, and we shall bury them in a circle, the council in circle of nine, with the center of Mother Earth and Father God crystals, and be connected forever to this mountain and this valley of peace. So be it, Selah. And if you would all hold them up and just sing along with me and sing this little light of mine, and then there is a verse I made up that I am the light of this new world. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. I am the light of this new world now. I am the light of this new world now. I am the light of this new world now, bringing heaven on earth right now. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, this little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yay!
Thank you!
Miriam, what an angel! That's right!